Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Scary and odd situation out of Kentucky, Vince. Investigators trying to determine what caused the argument that led to the deadly shooting of a district court judge, 54-year-old Kevin Mullins, a judge there in Letcher County. The deadly shooting was in the Letcher County Courthouse in Whitesburg, Kentucky, and the shooter was the sheriff.
Police arrested Letcher County Sheriff Sean Steins, who allegedly shot and killed Mullins following an argument inside the courthouse. Steins has been charged with first-degree murder.
We know that it was an argument between the two that led up, but what exactly transpired prior to the shots being fired, still things that we're trying to get answers to.
That's the Kentucky State Police Public Information Officer there speaking to CBS's Charlie DeMar in Kentucky. Very odd situation. He surrendered immediately to authorities following the shooting, the sheriff did. And there are a lot of witnesses, we're told. So the investigation is going to be prolonged as they interview many, many people involved.
What I've been looking for is there's some recent case where somebody got, where the judge made a ruling that the sheriff didn't agree with, or is this somehow personal?
Yeah, just very strange the way this all came about. And there, as of now, I have not seen anything to suggest they had some kind of back and forth issues, but sheriff in custody and likely to be charged and convicted if he surrendered that easily following a deadly shooting of a judge in Kentucky.
8:39 on Wisconsin's Morning News coming up next. Yes, we saw the flag. We're calling it the Bauman. On Wisconsin's Morning News. I wish you'd been here when I saw it first. It's so funny.
What are you talking about?
So much laughter.
Oh, when you saw the flag? Okay.
Adam Roberts was in the newsroom. He was the first one. He's like, when he saw me walking by, he's like, hey, you got to come in here. Like, I have something to show you. And he like unveils it. The never-ending flag flap at City Hall has a new chapter ahead of a vote next week, and it is hilarious. Do you have the City Hall open?
I do.
Well, could you play it? Or okay, did you? I wasn't just asking if you had it.
Here we go.
Bureaucracy, legislation, red tape.
I'm so bored.
Doesn't anything fun happen here?
Because when you work for the local government, doing the bare minimum is doing your part.
It's time to take another visit to City Hall.
So next week, the Milwaukee Common Council will vote, barring the unforeseen, on whether to adopt what's commonly referred to as the People's Flag as the official City of Milwaukee flag. It's the one with the blue and yellowish, reddish, goldish tones. It kind of depicts the sun rising over Lake Michigan.
Yes.
A lot of folks really like it. That's when people started saying we should make this the city flag, because the city flag is super outdated. It seems like virtually everyone agrees on that. And if this sounds familiar to you, like, didn't we already do this? We did. We've been doing this for 8 years.
For whatever reason, after it was officially selected by this grassroots effort and now has been sold, and it's on stickers and hats and everything else.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
And on DPW shirts, by the way. It was never actually adopted as the official flag.
And I still don't remember why. It just stumbled in the process and they never did it.
There's been pushback before. There's been pushback by some council members as to whether or not it's inclusive to be part of the city.
Well, and among them, one of its largest critics over the years has been Alderman Bob Bauman. As he put it most recently when this thing was back in committee.
At this point, I become more agnostic because I'm tired of talking about this. Put it very simply.
That's fantastic.
Listen, I don't even care anymore. I'm tired of talking about it. I like that. That's a fair point.
It is a fair point.
So this is his response. Not only will the council have the option of voting up or down now, it did pass out of committee, up or down vote here on the People's Flag, but they will also have another choice proposed by said Alderman Bauman. Now, I will grant him this. His objection to the flag, I don't agree with it, but I think it's a legitimate objection or argument to have. His objection to the People's Flag being the official city flag is it doesn't have any recognizable symbols of Milwaukee. So if you didn't know it was Milwaukee's flag, you wouldn't know it's Milwaukee's flag.
But the argument back would be, how do you know it's Chicago's flag?
Right.
Or how do you know most flags are a city flag?
They become iconic symbols, right?
Right.
And then, you know, like stars and stripes. Well, that doesn't have like pictures of corn stalks on it and various other American things. It's just,
or
this
just
is
the
our
shape
flag.
Of the country
right.
on it.
Let me look at the flag of Ireland. Not any of the European flags. Ireland, Italy, three stripes.
Yeah.
It doesn't have pictures of stuff there, but nonetheless, I think that's a fair argument to
sure,
have,
okay.
right?
Yep,
all right.
Yep, yep.
He wants something that says Milwaukee yeah. on the flag. Well, this was his solution then. What he has proposed is essentially the people's flag, and then he just slapped a picture of City Hall on top of it. It looked like he did it in Photoshop on his desk.
It looks so tacky. It's so tacky. So you texted it to me yesterday. You're like, did you see this? Because I was downtown at a Milwaukee Press Club event. So I was right by City Hall. So I'm like, well, I'm going to call the alderman and see if I can catch him quick. So I call up to his office. Hey, alderman around, can I get him on the, you know, can I chat with him face to face here quickly? And he wasn't available after they checked and looked and he wasn't available. I also said, hey, got time on the show on Friday, got time on the show Monday. Nope, won't do it. So he won't do it. I want him to talk to us so badly because the first question would be, are you serious? And he's not.
This was like a joke?
I think he's making a point and he's being funny. He's trying to make a point that, look, you can't just come up with
the flag. Then why didn't he come on the show and be like, no, you clowns, I was making a point.
Well, okay, you're right. Maybe I'm giving too much credit.
This is what we've done with it now. If you're watching along on the live stream, Brandon Snide is in for Pancake today, producing the program. We had Adam create.
Yeah. Adam Roberts made a Wisconsin's Morning News version of what the flag should be. We should submit this.
You and I look good there. Put our pictures on the flag.
We saw one meme where Gruber was on the flag.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
What else would you put on there?
If you're going to put something that has to be Milwaukee.
Yeah, you could put American Family Field on there. Put the Calatrava on there.
Yeah.
But again, that's not the flag.
Is that any more inclusive?
No.
So I'm curious how this plays out. It's so funny.
I think they're going to vote for it. Just do it.
It's not a big deal.
Just get out of the way.
The fact that it's still talked about is the unfortunate thing. Who cares, really? Like, honestly, I don't think anyone really cares. But you do add fuel to the perception that you can't get anything done if you honestly can't come up to an agreement on a city flag that's actually been used and put on shirts, and you see it in different areas of the city. Not everywhere. Fully admit that not everyone really cares about it. But do you have to?
Well, then what's wrong with a flag that just looks cool? Right?
But
why does it have to have
eye of the beholder?
Why do we? Okay, fine. But like, why do we have to have like this broader meaning of we needed to have a blue ribbon commission to talk about who we are as a people and the various things that drive commerce in our community? It's cool looking. Looks like the sun over the lake. Like, isn't that enough?
Well, I think there are factions of the city where they fear that the way this was put together, they'd like it to be a more inclusive effort to creating the flag. How you would do that, I don't know.
It's
how
been
you could
8 years. Who has not been included? Anyone who's wanted to be included could call somebody, say something, go to one of these hearings.
Well, and I think that was
stuff.
Alderman Bergelis' point, because he's the one that brought this back around and said, hey, every alderman, here, please, here's the information. Please bring it before your constituents if you would like to do so. And some aldermen said, well, I got more important things to do, which is fair enough, absolutely. Well, then in that case, then who cares? You know, who cares?
Okay, then vote present. Present, I abstain. Fine.
I just like it because it's a nice, juicy story where no one's getting hurt.
How do you think it's going to turn? I think
After this effort? With the new flag that he's proposing? Oh, I don't know.
They vote on Tuesday. We got at least one more day to talk about it.
I'm tired of talking about this. You put it very simply.
Oh, that was on the Otani call?
Yeah. So that was KLAC Radio. Shohei Otani had one of the best games ever played in a baseball uniform. He went 6-for-6 with 3 home runs. He joined the 50-50 club, 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. And then in the final call, since he hit another one, this is how it sounds.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive, deep right field.
It sounds like he's singing there a little bit. It just sounded like the
deep right field.
Like he was. You know what happened? I wonder. What was the game? It was like 20-4 or something?
That made it 20-4. Dodgers won big.
So at some point, right, it's getting late, and the thing's been a boat race from the get-go. You're getting a little slappy there. I bet you he just didn't even need
to. Swing and a drive, deep right field. He has done it.
Deep right field. Like he just a little slappy.
Shohei would end up with 10 RBIs.
Speaking of baseball, just a few minutes left in the Brewers prep rally, which by all accounts has been a tremendous success. I didn't know what to expect, but...
You got emotional earlier when like the lines were crazy long. I saw you tearing up over there.
I don't know about it. It wasn't tears exactly.
Wiping the eyes a little bit.
Because I just want so badly for us to capture that spirit again. Like we had in 82. Like we had, man, what was the first year we were back? Was it 08?
That was incredible. 08 was incredible.
How that felt when I went to a playoff game for my team.
Yes.
Again, after all these years, like that, just want to feel that again. And this is such a team of good guys. They're such good guys.
They could be the darlings of the league. The darlings of the league. You go on a run here. The entire country will love you for it. They're going to totally root for the Brewers over any of these other teams.
I think that's a possible scenario. I also think it could be like, nah, Milwaukee, not interested, right in the World Series.
Hope not.
But I hope. Because these guys are good guys. Because Murph is just a different kind of manager. Old school baseball guy.
They're likable. And it's small town. It's Brewers. It's great. You know, everything about it is going to work.
And an opportunity because of all the folks they brought out to do some really nice interviews today. Everything available on the podcast page. You can text Vince to 855-616-1620. We'll send you the link to our podcast page. You can check it out on our website and on the mobile app.
Including a great conversation with Robin Yount about someone who reminds himself of himself.
Well, I finally got to ask him. And he said it was the first time he met Churio.
Yesterday.
Unacceptable. I've been calling for this all season. Robin's around from time to time. Yeah. I've asked multiple Brewers executives, including Matt Arnold and Rick Schlesinger. I'm like, hey, can you set up a lunch date? Can you set up maybe even a regular check-in? Let's get Robin with this kid and let Robin help him. Let him talk him through some stuff. If nothing else, it's a good photo op. Let these guys hang around together.
What did the kid say about Jackson? What's going to make this work so well? Why he was so confident? It's because in his first year in the league, at just 20 years old, he is going to play in the playoffs.
Other thing I thought that was interesting, that what Robin said, and he's right, self-deprecating as it were, he's like, he is so much better or further along than I was at this point in my career, certainly when he joined the team. Now, Robin joined at 18.
Right, just a kid.
I think, was Churio, I know he was 19 when... They were talking about bringing him on, but I think he was 20 when he started, right?
He's 20 now, but he was 19 when he started.
Yeah, so either way, so he's got a couple of years on the kid. But also, you know, to Robin's point, Robin continued to develop into a superstar, but, you know, was not that instantly with the Brewers.
Yeah.
But really fascinating conversation with Robin Yount. That was in our 6 o'clock hour today. So, again, the podcast page has that. We also talked to Packers great Donald Driver, talked live with Packers manager Pat Murphy. Sorry, Brewers manager Pat Murphy. So, all happening there.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
8:13 on Wisconsin's Morning News this Friday morning. Brewers prep rally going until 9 o'clock this morning. That's your opportunity to pick up a free brat, some stuff as well, some Brewers swag, and get a QR code to get postseason tickets now before they go on sale to the general public at 10 a.m. We're going to check in with Packers Hall of Famer Donald Driver, who's down there taking selfies with everybody who asks. Help building the hype here for the Brewers.
Awesome.
It's cool. They've got some Badgers there. They've got some... former Milwaukee Bucks in the house, we like all these teams coming together.
Kid was down there. Robin Young's been down there.
Talked to Double D at 8:20 this morning.
Big First Amendment rights case returns to the news and to the headlines today. Former UW, what do you call him?
Porny McChancellor.
Okay, yeah. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow, you may recall, he was fired for making pornographic films with his wife. Today, he will argue to keep his tenured teaching position.
I want to begin by acknowledging that, yes, my wife, Carmen Wilson, and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books.
So that was Gow this past June, arguing before a faculty panel at La Crosse that he should keep his teaching position. He's been on paid leave from his faculty position since late last year, since he was fired as chancellor. This after university leaders discovered that he had been posting these pornographic videos with his wife. Now, during that panel hearing, I mean, they were calling testimony.
We're thrilled to have the one and only Will Pounder on our show.
No.
He did not call Will Pounder.
Will was not called, but Gow did call others and did speak to the interim chancellor in a Q&A.
How has it damaged the university's reputation?
Everywhere I go, people are concerned. They're, besides just the jokes, which are no longer funny, but it's we don't want to be known as porn you.
We don't want to be known as porn you. That coming from the interim chancellor at the time, saying, look, we got to move on from this. No more Gow talk.
I also point out that if you said they're no longer funny, that means at least at one point you did think the jokes
were
funny.
That's right. Listen closely here. Listen to what you said here.
His reputation.
Everywhere I go, people are concerned. They're, besides just the jokes, which are no longer funny.
So they were funny.
They were funny at one point. I think they're still funny.
Porn you made someone chuckle at first. All right. So anyway, the faculty panel at UW La Crosse had recommended firing. So today now it goes to a Regents Personnel Committee. So the UW Board of Regents Personnel Committee will discuss this case. They'll do so privately, but they'll also take testimony today. So Joe Gow no doubt will be there. Its recommendation, also secret, will then be taken up at a meeting of the full Board of Regents as soon as next week. The full board could look into this. Now, Gow joined us. He's been on a couple of times with us on Wisconsin's Morning News. And he maintains...
A lucky guy. That's all I'll say.
Right? Well, he did not... He almost made me spit out my coffee, man.
That's not what he told us. He was not in the studio either.
That's again from one of these pseudo porn videos that he and his wife were putting up on the internet.
No.
That was from the cooking show, right?
Yes, the cooking show.
But Porny McCook.
Where he also said he was lucky.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, no. What he told us was... In all seriousness, though, that he says this is a First Amendment issue.
Nobody is forcing anybody to read anything or watch anything they don't want to. So you have to be interested in this kind of material to go out and find it. So it really is, you know, kind of, I don't know what people are objecting to.
So today will be the next step in this forever-long case of First Amendment rights versus inappropriate behavior. There were some other items as to why the faculty wanted him gone also, not just dealing with this situation with the pornographic video, but...
Yeah, among them, I guess he's not a very good teacher.
Yeah, there's some talk on that. And what he was using on private time versus what was being used publicly. Personnel committee taking up the case today and could make a recommendation to the full Board of Regents as soon as next week.
Well, people ask, too, like, well, why is he stretching this out? Like, first of all, why wouldn't you?
Right, he's getting paid right now.
He's getting paid right now. If all he gets was he just kept getting paid for months on end while this process played out, that's good for him.
And by the way, regardless of how you feel, and I know there's whether people laugh at it or are disgusted or offended by it or believe it's First Amendments, that's the issue, that whether or not this can be considered a First Amendment's right. Issue.
I think the other thing is, and we made this point early on, you know, why, if he wanted to do porn, why didn't he just quit his job and go do porn then, if that's a problem? Because there's a lot of porn out there, right?
Really?
So how are you differentiating yourself as an amateur porn producer from anybody else out there, but for the sort of kind of interesting fact that this guy's a college professor.
Now,
this guy's a chancellor.
And we did ask him that, and he said that wasn't the case, that's not what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I know that's what he said.
Now, but what's fascinating, do you see that story in the paper? The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had a story about Gow and others like a week ago, talking about, like, now, believe it or not, like, this is a thing, in that the Gow case is actually being watched by other amateur porn creators who also have other jobs and are afraid that they're going to be quote-unquote outed because of this. Even though they're putting their material online for the world to see, it's still almost in secret in a way. So there's like this concern of, well, if he got outed and now he's losing his job, could that happen to me too?
Well, I know people don't like this because we want the rules to be the same. You know, like, just tell me the rules. But the rules are different for people in certain positions, right? If the guy's a welder, you know, what does it matter whether in his free time he's doing some other things?
As long as he's not welding at the same time as posting those videos?
Well, that's probably one of the themes of his video. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. No, but like, you know, if you work in a job where who you are in your free time doesn't impact the image of the company for whom you work, right, then it's less of an issue. I'm sorry, the rules are different.
That's true.
The guy's in a public-facing position. He's at a public university, certainly as chancellor, and that changes the rules and expectations
for
him.
And we should point out, just a reminder, though, what he's arguing for here is to be able to teach again. He's not arguing that he should be chancellor again. He wants to retain his tenured membership as a faculty member.
And he also told us he wasn't done doing porn.
Well, he said he'd keep his options open,
yeah,
right?
He's not done. Until 9 o'clock this morning, so you still have time to hit up the Milwaukee Brewers Prep Rally. Free brats, free Brewers flags, and a chance to buy postseason tickets before they go on sale universally at 10 o'clock this morning. All happening at American Family Field. Another special guest on the line for us this morning. Please welcome Packers Hall of Famer, Dancing with the Stars champion, and a guy who eats Cousin Subs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Double D Donald Driver.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man, how did you get tangled all up in this at this Brewers pep rally?
No, yeah, I think one thing we've always understand is that, you know, a true fan comes together, right? So I've always been a fan of the Brewers since the day I walked in here in 1999. It's been like that ever since. So the opportunity presented itself to be an ambassador for the Brewers, and you know, I couldn't turn it down.
So how many selfies have you taken so far today?
Oh my God, I couldn't even tell you. I'll say it's probably been over a couple of hundred, but it's been fun.
Yeah, we've seen you on TV, man. You look really happy.
I'm always happy. Y'all know I never get. I don't get mad at anything. But this is. You know what's most amazing part is that it truly shows the love and support of Wisconsin fans, man. I mean, for all of them to keep coming out. I mean, I'm sitting over here doing an interview, and the lines is down the street. I mean, it's just crazy how much our community comes together and to show their love and support. And so they did it for me for 20 some years, and they continue to do it today. So it's exciting.
How into baseball are you, Donald? I guess you and I have never talked baseball.
Well, no, you're not. I'll say this. I grew up, as you know, growing up in Houston, Texas, man. I grew up an Astros fan. Yeah. That was kind of the whole thing with Nolan Ryan and all those great guys back in the days. And so when I, you start thinking about who your teams are. And so when I came to Wisconsin, you know, I had to switch over to the Brewers. And then I still go back and forth between the Astros just depending on, if they're having a good season or not. So maybe I'm a weather fan. You know, if they're doing good, I support them. If they don't, then I don't. But I've been a Brewers fan since day one.
Hey, we got to get you throwing out a first pitch or something. You should start working that.
Well, I've already done. You know, yeah. I've done all those great things. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's got to be something. Maybe let me play third base. Let me be third base coach for one inning. Just one inning. I'm just going to send them home every time. So it's like, hey, don't stop with it. I tell you to go. I got trust in you that you're fast, so you'll be good.
Hey, we asked Mark Tauscher about this earlier, Donald. There's no NFL equivalent for the champagne celebration in the clubhouse after you clinch a playoff spot. Would you have liked that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yes. I mean, I said that. I think I've said that every single year. Why, you know, when we win, you know, back in the days when we was in the, you know, the Central, the North, I used to always say, why we don't clinch? We clinch a playoff, why we don't bust champagne? And then if we make it to the next round, why we don't do it? But you see Major League Baseball, they do that all the time, right? And it's not about winning the World Series. It's just like, hey, we clinched another title. And so that's what I've always said. Even when the Super Bowl, right? I thought we was going to have champagne and everything. We get to win the Super Bowl, we have to go back to the club, you know, basically go back to the hotel and celebrate with the fans. So I don't know. I don't know why the NFL doesn't do that, but I think that maybe they need to look into it. So, you know, it could be a true ceremony that I think every single player can embrace.
Speaking, I did hear some stories about that post party at the hotel, though.
Good.
Yeah. I think it was okay.
But we've seen a lot of it, right? Right. Yeah, maybe we probably should switch it over a little bit. Who knows? You never know.
I did hear it was okay.
Hey, speaking of the NFL, your guy Aaron Rodgers at 40 years old threw two touchdowns last night.
Yeah, that's a good day for him. That's a good day. He normally throws six, so I don't know. We don't know what's going on, but you know, I think this is the thing. For a guy to still be at 40, still playing at the highest level he's playing at, you truly got to support that and love it. So I'm excited that he's continued to play at a high level, especially coming off an injury last year, to be able to go out there and continue to do what he do and love the game as much as he loved the game. You have to take your hat off to the guy.
Man, that's really special for you. I was telling Eric Donald when we were at one of your events for the Hall of Fame, and you were telling me about how you connected your son with – he was like, yeah, well, I told Wood he needed to talk to him about something. I'm thinking, Wood. Oh, yeah, Charles Woodson.
Yeah. No, I think that's the fun part about it is when you just, you know, you think about all the guys that you played with, against, and watched. It's truly amazing just to be in the same category with half of these guys as true Hall of Famers. And I'm excited just to be in the same, you know, mentioned in the same breath with half of them.
Packers great Donald Driver on the line with us. How's the Brat situation? Are they holding out? Are we going to make it to 9 o'clock?
Yeah, we're good. I think we got more brats than we probably need, but it's going to be fun. I think Johnsonville's really? Doing an amazing job. Oh, yeah, we can't give them two and three brats. We just got to give them one. Some people have been asking for two or three, and we just tell them, like, listen, we only can give you one. They was like, well, don't. I got my cousin that I'm going back to see. I'm like, your cousin's not here. Sorry. If your cousin's not here, cousin doesn't get a brat.
So that might be our fault.
That might be our fault.
We told Robin Yount to give two to people if they ask.
And that's probably why he did it. Yeah, he was giving them out early. That's probably what he did. He screwed everybody up.
Didn't mean to do that. Tell everybody we're sorry, Donald. Hey, man, great to catch up. Go Brewers. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Y'all be good.